products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our beautiful and storm-free weather pattern continues, but gradually we're going to start to warm up. Today, though, sunshine, still low humidity, high temperature in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cool, but comfortable, overnight low 62. Tomorrow, a little warmer, high in the mid-80s, mostly sunny. I've got the rain chances about 10% at best. Friday and Saturday, feeling more and more like summer. We'll add a little bit more humidity, highs 88 to 90 both days. Not much change Sunday, maybe an isolated shower by Sunday evening. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama legislature has passed the nation's most restrictive abortion law. It makes performing an abortion a felony with almost no exceptions. Opponents say they will file legal challenges to the bill. Montgomery Public School officials say Park Crossing High School was vandalized and they believe students are responsible. MPS officials say they caught over 20 students on video. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says the students will be punished, including keeping seniors from walking at graduation. And the city of Selma is receiving a $1 million federal grant to help curb violent crime. A committee is in place to decide how to distribute the money. Officials say they have 18 months to utilize the grant money. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at Martha Ray's Florist.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Discover is going further with Miles Rewards than we've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Plus no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use your miles to credit your statement. Get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents crabgrass for up to 4 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Thank you. Cause she chased after her dream with much desire. But when she got too close to her.
All right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views. It's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock.
With a dream burner, like paper and fire.
Can we just listen to Mellencamp all day?
You know how I feel about that. Thank you.
Golly.
I know, right? You can even go down a little more on me.
They mess with the master volume. Instead of changing individual volumes, they change all four volumes at once, and then everybody has to turn theirs down instead of just... Don't touch it. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't touch things that don't belong to you. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in that voice you hear is David L. Mallory.
Otherwise known as Dave.
Dave Mallory. I'm Baron Coleman. We're going to have a big show lined up for
big
you.
Big show. Big show.
We're going to talk about anything and everything for the first hour plus.
We're going to get you through the middle of the week.
Yeah. We'll save some of the local stuff for the third hour. Paul DeMarco, April Marie Fogle are going to come by during the third hour of the program. Ken Reynolds is going to stop by during the second hour for a segment or so to talk to us about Brewfest.
Hey, now.
Maybe he'll drop off a ticket or two.
Brewfest. Or some, maybe some beers.
Ken, don't come without tickets, bro.
Yeah, don't come empty-handed.
Yeah. I need beer or tickets or both.
We'll take a case of beer over tickets.
That's actually very accurate, because yeah, I can buy a ticket.
Right. I mean, I can buy a case of beer, but not right now.
But not right now.
Right.
I don't have one here.
Right.
And I can't go to Brewfest right now, so beer is actually preferable.
Yeah. Just saying.
Well, you know.
I like beer. Today, still like beer.
Thank you, Brett Kavanaugh. Today is... What the heck is all this stuff? Some horrible... Oh, okay, this is yesterday's news.
That's yesterday's news.
I was looking at this thinking, wait a minute. It's from yesterday. Gosh, I got a lot of news today.
Oh, good.
A lot of news, including news we didn't cover yesterday that we can cover today.
We can.
We could. We did not talk about Durham being appointed.
Oh, yeah.
Except to say he looked like the baby of Dick Cheney and Bill Barr.
It's true.
With a full case of meth and a desire to bust up the DNC. I don't know. That guy looks... If you were going to put a movie together and you wanted a villain, a white-collar villain...
A ghoul?
Yeah, you would put together Durham, the U.S. attorney from North... not North Carolina. Where's the...
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Connect I cut. Do you ever say that when you spell Connecticut?
Oh, yeah.
Do you say Wednesday?
I was just going to say that because right now one of my kids is studying days of the week and months.
Yeah.
And I was and he had trouble with February.
Right.
And he didn't have trouble with Wednesday. He got that one, but you know, I said, here's a trick. He said, what? Say Wednesday? I said, yeah. So then I said, okay, so for February, say February.
February. Not only that, tomorrow, Tom or Roe.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of little spelling tricks.
Lots and lots.
But I still can't spell Massachusetts.
No, I can't.
I don't want to spell Massachusetts.
It's easy.
To hell with those people. I'm not going to ask you to do it because said it was easy, and then if you screwed it up,
M-A-S-S-A-C-U-C-H-U-S-E-T-T-S?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I can't correct you because I don't know how to spell it.
Remember, like, last week when we were talking about Burkina Faso and Ghana, and I knew where that
maps.
Was. Yeah, so I know the states pretty well, too.
Big mappy guy.
Big map guy.
Loves maps.
Likes maps.
Big into maps.
He likes maps.
We'll talk about the Alabama abortion law a little bit later in the program, too. It has made the rounds nationally.
Boy, howdy.
It was on Drudge.
Yeah.
It was on Zero Hedge.
Boy, howdy.
So we'll talk about that. I think it's... I still don't think it's the case the U.S. Supreme Court will take up, but it could be wrong. I think you got to leave a health and welfare exception. Health and welfare exception for the mother. Because here's my theory on that. Someone asked me yesterday. Here's my theory on why do you keep saying they won't take up the Alabama case? Well, they might. I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying they won't. But here's my theory on why they won't take up the Alabama case. The Supreme Court on these cases where you have an issue and they're going to make a massive pronouncement, usually they'll take one up that's pretty close to what they want to establish mm-hmm. nationally as the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
As in, you have to allow this much protection and no more. The fetal heartbeat bills at least allow you to know you're pregnant. And I'm sorry, the Supreme Court is going to leave Plan B on the table. They're going to leave Plan B on the table. They're going to leave... They're not going. I'm not saying they're going to leave a rape and incest exception because that's essentially... no exception. If you leave rape and incest, anybody can walk in and say, this is my uncle's baby. Take it out. Anybody can walk in and say, I was raped. I didn't file a police report. Take it out. So you, if you leave the rape and incest exception, you might as well not have an abortion law.
That makes, I mean, that, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, just say
people make a big deal out of it, but
right. I mean, on my brother's baby.
Well, like on the left, they make a big deal
right.
out of it, you know?
Right, because they know if you have a rape and incest exception, there's basically abortion on demand and nothing changes. You walk in and say this, and the abortion mills will do this. They'll walk in and say, oh, okay, all you got to do is sign here to say it's an incest baby. And 100% of abortions will be on incest babies, and the abortion rate won't lower at all. So that's why you can't have a rape and incest exception. There's no way to prove it. I mean, prove you were raped. Okay.
Right.
Prove this is incest. Okay. It's not my boyfriend, I promise. This is my brother Bill. It's his baby. It's not my boyfriend's baby. So I don't think that matters, the rape and incest exception. But I do think Alabama law basically outlaws Plan B, which the Supreme Court is going to leave in place, period, end of story.
Yeah,
that's part of the rape kit. They hand it to you.
Yeah, I'll say, I thought that it was pretty clear that that's not, well, from what I saw, I didn't follow it closely, but I thought that basically they were saying until they know that they're pregnant, everything's on the table or whatever. So, like, what that means is that, you know, like, I guess you take Plan B before you know.
Well, you might not know you're pregnant until you're 20 weeks old. What does that mean?
I don't know, Baron. I'm just saying.
Yeah. The Supreme Court's going to have to mess around with this. Yeah. You know, you had Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide, basically up to the moment of birth. And it didn't require a single vote from a single legislator. I love the liberals right now saying, this is amazing. Only six Democrats got to vote on it. Well, zero Republicans got to vote on Roe versus Wade. Zero.
Zero anybody.
I mean, they just legalized it nationwide. And a majority of the country at the time was against it. But they just legalized it nationwide over the objection of voters, over the objection of anybody else, certainly over the objection of the babies. But they're going to... I just... When I look at what the Supreme Court does in these monumental cases, they typically leave in modest protections and then say states can go farther if they want.
Mm-hmm.
And the states like California and New York will go farther, and the states like Alabama will abide by the most modest of protections. Period. End of story. And they're going to do it anyway. The question is, which law are they going to use? Is it going to be somebody versus Marshall because they're suing Steve Marshall? And that's why you ask yourself, self, why does the ACLU care? These are unenforceable statutes the day they're passed. Why does the ACLU care? You know why they care? You know why they're going to file a lawsuit tomorrow or today? Because they want the case that's cited forever to be ACLU versus.
Mm-hmm.
ACLU versus Marshall, ACLU versus Alabama. So all these abortion groups are rushing to the courthouse to try to make their case the one that's taken up and goes to the Supreme Court. It's good for fundraising.
Mm-hmm. On both sides.
If it's Planned Parenthood versus, like Planned Parenthood versus Casey.
Right.
Every time you cite abortion law in this country, Casey is the most recent case on abortion law. Every time you cite abortion law, you have to cite Planned Parenthood versus Casey.
So Bob Casey Sr.?
It was, yes, it was not the dad.
The three-time loss from Holy Cross.
I don't know what that means.
He won his fourth try at being governor of Pennsylvania. And so they used to call him, because he lost three times. I think all three times got the nomination and lost.
Well, good for him.
And so they called him a three-time loss from Holy Cross.
Well, the Casey family's a dying breed. They're the last dodo bird on earth, the pro-life Democrat. Allegedly pro-life Democrat.
Right.
Yeah. So every time you quote abortion law in this country, you have to quote Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And that's why Planned Parenthood and ACLU and all these places are rushing to file a lawsuit against a law that will never be enforced, will never ever see the light of day. Cuz the Supreme Court's just going to tell us what our lifetime legislators sitting up there in Washington, D.C. And Republicans, don't be happy about this. Conservatives, don't be happy about this. Don't be happy that the Supreme Court's going to reverse abortion. Don't be happy about that. Don't be happy that the Supreme Court is now conservative probably for the next 20 to 40 years. And that they're going to come out with all this conservative legislation. And it is legislation. It's policy. Mm-hmm. Don't be happy that the Supreme Court is sitting in on your side, because eventually they'll be back on the other side.
Right, because they were on, first they were on the conservative side, then they flipped to big time liberal side. Now they're back to
conservative. They've been
allegedly,
but they've been probably 50, 60 years in the liberal wonderland. And if Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies,
when was Warren?
60s.
Yeah, but that was when he was the Supreme. When he was the Roberts of it. He was the chief, right?
Yeah.
Was he immediately the chief, or was he?
Now that I don't know.
I know he's governor of California.
Yeah, he's a Californian.
Which is,
I don't know whether he was. I don't know whether he went directly to chief or not.
I don't know either.
I'm not a big Supreme Court history buff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's funny. I guess I just figured because you know so much about the law.
Yeah.
And
no,
you
I'm
know,
just not
I mean,
like
just,
I don't remember who sat where, who was appointed by whom. I mean, some of them, but
Chief
no,
Justice 53 to 69.
Yeah. So 60.
Oh, because the Warren Report.
Right. But that was after he was gone, though.
No.
Is that while he was there?
Yeah. It's right in the middle of it. It was in the mid-60s.
Huh. Who was the chief counsel on that? Was that Spector?
Spector.
What a goob.
Yeah.
You see how they rewarded him, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Have you ever seen, like, who sits on it and what happened to him?
Yeah.
Like, you either died or you ascended.
Right. Yeah. They'll take care of you if you do the job, or kill you.
Who is that, Baron, that will do it?
Or, the globalists?
Oh, were those globalist corporatist whores?
Oh, those were the globalist corporatists. The whores are the ones carrying out the...
Yeah.
Spectre was the whore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go.
The globalist corporatist made him the senator from Pennsylvania forever.
That's right.
Did he eventually flip and become a Democrat?
He did, remember, because
right at the end.
It was in 2010, and he said, my party change will allow me to be reelected. And he did this weird thing with his eyebrows, and then he lost the primary.
Yeah, good for him.
Because he was always kind of like that. He was like a Pennsylvania, like, middle of the road, like John Hines.
I remember in 2004, I lived in Pennsylvania, and we were all voting for Pat Toomey.
Right.
And a buddy of mine whose uncle was the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania at the time. We were in law school up there. A buddy of mine was the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania at the time, and he said, no, you guys all got to vote for Spector. And I was like, Spector's a loser. You know, Toomey's the real deal. Now, they've gotten to Toomey now, too. But at the time, Toomey was the real deal. I mean, he was a strip club operator, for crying out loud. That's where he made his money and ran for Senate.
Toomey did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, up in Erie, Pennsylvania. And, you know, the conservatives that I hung out with were all voting for Toomey.
Right.
And he wanted to vote for Spector.
He
wanted us to vote for Spector. And his reasoning was, Spector's going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I was like, yeah, but he's a loser. He's a loser, chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He's lousy. He's a big old lib.
That's why he switched in 10, was or 9, you know, and for the 10 election, was because he knew Pat Toomey would
beat him.
Would beat him in the primary. And then
that's the year Toomey won, isn't it?
Yeah, there's that dude. There was a dude that beat Spector in the Dem primary, and then Toomey beat that guy.
Yeah, and Toomey will lose, I guess, in 2022. Did he announce he's not coming back?
Is that right? I don't know.
Anyway, I don't follow Pennsylvania electoral politics particularly closely.
No, and not any more than I follow most other places. But you know.
Anyway, I don't remember all that we had to say.
Yeah. Anyway. We digress.
Let's see here. I'm reading an update, legislative update. Apparently, the legislature went bananas yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, like, bananas.
In terms of?
Well, let me go back and get the update here. One thing is, there's a House bill making an eligibility to be a circuit judge a requisite of 10 years of practice. That's obscene. I remember Sue Bell Cobb pushed for that. She was a judge like 30 minutes after she graduated from law school.
Right.
And was a judge her whole life.
Well, maybe she knew that she needed 10 years of experience.
Yeah, but still. You're the wrong messenger. 272-9228 if you want to get in. We'll be back.
River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May, because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Dog problems? Pet Partners Pet Fencing can keep your best friend safe at home all the time, out of the flower beds and off the furniture. Cats, too. Makes having pets easy, huh? Call Pam and Roxanne with Pet Partners Fencing. They have over 25 years of experience in the River Region. They even service your already existing pet fence, no matter what brand. Visit PetPartnersDogFence.com or call 365-5678 today, making pet ownership easier every day. Pet Partners.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. Minutes after 9 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to nooner. Guess who I talked to this morning and last night?
Who?
Augustine Duncan from Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Yeah, I sent a picture of a tree in our yard that needs to come down. And I said, what does a tree like this cost to come down? Asked for the address, drove by the house, gave it a look-see. Sent me a quote this morning. It was more than reasonable. Extremely modest quote. And so I'm going to get Chippewa Charm Tree Service out there to ground it all the way down. Take the tree out and just ground the stump all the way down.
All right.
And probably just put some sod over it. I'm probably not even going to replant there.
I did that something similar because we had two big trees in like the middle of our backyard.
Yeah.
And so it made it so like you had to, it was like throwing through two giant linebackers.
Yeah. You couldn't see?
You could barely get a ball through unless right. You were, like, you know, under 3 feet tall or whatever. Right. And so,
yeah, take the tree out.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take the tree out.
It was dead-ish anyway or dying. Like,
well, this one
had
some
rot,
sort of fungus or something.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
So we're going to get rid of that tree. It's just gross. But anyway, Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. I trust them with my trees. So many in our audience have trusted them with their trees. No matter what your tree issue is, Tom and Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. I'm going to give you the number. They got 24 hours a day, 7 day a week service. You can find them on Facebook if you ever forget the number or any information about it. Tom, Augustine Duncan, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Chippewa, Chippewa. 328-2484. 328-2484. 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Give them a call for anything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't mind you waking them up at 2 in the morning. As long as it's an emergency. If a storm came through and knocked down a tree, that's an emergency. Don't call them at 2 a.m. and say, like the situation I had. Can you schedule a time to come out in the next 2 months to take out the tree in my front yard? No, that can be done between 9 and 5.
Yes.
Don't call her
like 2 a.m. normal person.
Don't call her at 2 a.m. just because you're awake. Did you see this?
I sent it.
Oh, you sent it?
Sorry, I've derailed the show by sending memes.
You know these, they'll say, like, your porn name is your dog's name, your first dog and your first street you grew up on. And those are all designed to steal your passwords.
Yes.
Because all these password recoveries is like, what is your first pet? You know, what was the first street you lived on? And if they can get you to admit on Facebook publicly and openly what the first street you lived on and what your dog's name is, now they're checking your Yahoo account, your Gmail account. They're checking everything, trying to get in all your passwords. And then once they have one, they have them all, right? Dave sent one and said, your porn name is your mother's first name and your mother's last name. Because your mom is a globalist corporatist. Our number 272, and that's not true, that's just funny for other people. My mom is a darling. Central banks buying gold at the fastest clip in 6 years. Be careful, people. Be careful. Earlier this month, the World Gold Council published its quarterly report. Shows that central banks and foreign governments from around the world are buying up gold at their fastest pace in 6 years. It says a lot about the future of the dollar, people. When central banks and foreign governments that hold literally trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars start buying gold, it says something about what they think about the United States dollar. Now, it's just hedge. It's just protection, but got to be careful. Got to be careful. The U.S. dollar has always sort of been the new gold standard. If that changes, we're going to be in a world of hurt. So keep that in mind. Nothing to freak you out about. Just something to, you know, something to keep your eye on. Keep your eye on. I told you on the air, didn't I, about the cool documentary I watched about the London Central Bank or whatever it is, the Central Bank of London. That where they store all the gold, like a lot of people store gold there, and it's relatively unguarded,
right?
And you would think at first, well, that's ridiculous, but you almost can't steal the stuff. It's so massively heavy.
Oh yeah,
I mean, there's like a security guard in the corner, and it's, I mean, you can just walk in basically, and but how are you going to steal this stuff? It's in these huge bricks. These bricks look like maybe twice the size of a house brick, but they weigh like 50 pounds. Where are you going with this thing? And how many could you possibly run off with? And if you wanted to loot the whole place, you couldn't put it in the back of a pickup truck. It would take trains, massive trains, to get it out of there. And you know, a lot of times they don't actually do anything with the gold. They just transfer a certificate of the ownership. The gold just sits right on the same shelf it was always on. Kind of weird. Anyway. Birth rate plunges to all-time low.
I saw that.
I'm telling you. You can't complain about immigration until you've had two children. That's my rule. Until you've replaced yourself and your wife, you cannot complain about immigration. And if you, you know, you got to get people from somewhere. Americans, particularly those with college degrees, have basically stopped having children because the women go into the work. This is, have I never told you every single liberal policy, every liberal policy is aimed at reducing the number of children? It's all aimed at population reduction, at least in the Western world. They don't mind population explosions in other places with easily controlled populations. But in the Western world, particularly westernized populations, Christianity, things like that, they don't want you having a bunch of children. They want to destroy Christianity and Western civilization. And so the liberals do. The liberals do. So every policy they've ever pushed is aimed at reducing the number of children you have. Whether it's climate change, got to be careful about those kids. You know, they fart and burp.
They do. They're gross.
Got to be careful about those kids. You know, you got to feed them. Got to grow a cow to feed them. Got to be careful about those kids. You know, they're going to want to drive cars and ride on airplanes. You know, they're destroying the environment. Don't have the kids. They're destroying the environment. And then they'll say, well, you can't even have the kids because the environment will be so inhospitable and the economy will be so awful. You don't want to have kids. This is liberalism. Liberalism 101. That's why they push birth control. It's why they push abortion. They want you to not have kids. That's what they do. That's liberalism. And every single liberal policy is eventually adopted by conservatives because conservatives, a generation or two later, listening to globalist corporatists push liberal policies, eventually come around and believe them. They had brainwashed propaganda. They start accepting them. According to figures released Tuesday by the CDC and cited by the Wall Street Journal, number of live births in the United States last year dropped to 3.8 million. The lowest in 32 years. That brought the birth rate down to 1.7, a record low in the United States, and well below the so-called replacement rate of 2.1. With this latest decline, number of births in the U.S. fallen during 10 of the last 11 years. Younger and unmarried women have seen the largest fertility declines, while birth rates for women in their 30s and for those who are married have generally increased. But the problem is, you don't have as many kids if you wait till your 30s to start having kids.
Right.
You might have one, maybe two if you're lucky. You start when you're 19, you're going to have five or six. In 2018, only women ages 35 to 44 saw an increase in birth rates, while rates for all other age groups declined. You know one of the strongest predictors of autism? Age of the parents?
Yeah, that's right.
So we got all these, you know, you can wear your lapel pin with your puzzle piece on it. But if you're sitting around and watching everybody not have kids till they're 39 years old, you're going to have an increase in autism. You're going to have an increase in autism. Period. End of story. Drop has been particularly dramatic among teens. The birth rate for that demographic falling 17.4 births per 1,000 women, down from 61.8 births. That's a 72% drop since 1991.
Jeez.
15 to 19-year-olds. I didn't realize there were so many 15 to 19-year-olds having babies in the 80s. Anyway.
Yeah, remember they used to freak out about teen pregnancy?
They don't anymore?
No, because it's dropped so far.
Is that because they're aborting them?
I don't know.
Not having sex? Because the boys are feminized and everybody's turning gay?
I don't know.
I mean,
that's why they push
gay so hard. That's why the globalists push gay so hard. You can't have babies if you're gay.
I mean, you can.
Not adding to the population, you can't. You can go get one.
Right.
But you can't add to the population, and that's all they care about.
A surrogate.
Well, I mean, are you going to adopt? There's lots of legitimate ways to have a child. But you can't biologically produce one if you're gay or lesbian.
True.
Period. End of story. Not in that relationship.
Not in that relationship.
But that's why they push it so hard. I'm telling you, every liberal policy, every single liberal policy goes back to fewer children. And once you figure that out, you think, why don't they want as many kids? And why are they pushing immigration so hard? And why do they love Muslims and hate Christians? Oh, that's why we listen to News and Views, because he points all that out. I got it. Oh, the Grand Mufti coming through. Explaining the world. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our phenomenal string of storm-free days continues. Today, sunshine will dominate, still rather low humidity with a high temperature in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cool as we have been, but still comfortable. I think we go down to 62 for the low tonight, into the mid-80s tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Rain chances just about nil. I've got them at 10%. Friday and Saturday, it's starting to feel more like summer. A little bit more humidity, high temperatures 88 to 90 both days. Not much change on Sunday. Although I think by Sunday evening there could be an isolated shower in the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the love shack, yeah, yeah.
guys, 18 minutes to the top of the hour. I got me a Chrysler and it's about 20,000. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Our friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, guys, our audience responds to our advertisers, and our advertisers get response from our audience. It's an amazing symbiotic relationship. Ah, symbiotic, huh? How about that? It's like a lichen. You know what a lichen is?
Yeah, I do.
It's the only example. Like moss, right? Yeah, it's the only example ever given for symbiotic relationships. If you took biology, you know what a lichen is. Because it was the example given for symbiotic relationships. Period. End of story. But our audience responds. Our advertisers respond to the audience. Last week was supposed to be the very, very last week for the Alabama Association of Realtors Real Health Plan open enrollment. They opened it one additional week because they had such a huge response last week from our audience. They kept it open one additional week. If you are in the Alabama Association of Realtors... If you are in the Alabama Association of Realtors, if you're a realtor, you can jump on the Alabama Association of Realtors website, or you can call 356-1502, 356-1502. That's the number for Cornerstone Managing General Agency. And, guys, you can get signed up for health insurance. That's going to save you, could be as little as $625 a month, could be as much as $805 a month. This is gold.
It's real money.
Gold coverage here. Gold coverage. Great rates. They've got open enrollment for things like dental, major medical, vision. They also have guarantee issue products. This means they have to give you the policy. Doesn't matter what your situation is. Long-term insurance with long-term care rider, critical illness, accident plans. Lots of stuff you can do here. You can apply 24/7. You can check out information on the web-based portal from a laptop or mobile device. Just call 356-1502 or jump on the Alabama Association of Realtors website. They have held that open for one additional week because our audience is so responsive. And it just makes me so happy. It just makes me so happy.
That was actual tears. Tears of joy.
Tears of something. I've been telling everybody, and I've been warning our audience, and I've been telling everybody I know, Dave, that Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. Who called it Twitter? I got that from somewhere. I didn't just make that up. Twitter. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these things. They're going to ban all conservative thought in the weeks and months running up to the 2020 election. It's just a fact. They went after Alex Jones. They went after Milo Yiannopoulos. They're going after Gavin McInnes and Laura Loomer and these others. And I guess I should make a disclaimer. I represent Laura Loomer and Gavin McInnes. But they're going after all these other people. That's not why I'm covering this story. I'm getting no profit from covering this. I'm just using them as an example. They're going after all of these conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Conservative conservatives, like far-right conservatives. Because they're paving the way. Once they've wiped them out, then mainstream conservatives look like the far right. There's nobody to compare them to. One of the things Milo Yiannopoulos is good for, he's so far right and so extravagant and flamboyant that he makes everyone else look very moderate or even mainstream or leftist almost, every other conservative. And so when you have that loud group way, way out there on the right, you can move pretty far right and still be considered, like you say, well, I'm not like Milo.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good that he's out there. It allows people like me to be considered pretty normal. And I'm pretty far right. I have a couple of leftist views, I'll admit that. But I'm pretty far right. My leftist views are things like the death penalty, which I think is a far right issue. It's a pro-life issue. You know, I'm pro-life from conception and natural death. I don't want to kill anybody. I think that's a conservative view. Some people think that's a far left view. But if you want to tag me with that, things like legalization of marijuana products for medical purposes, or even just for getting high purposes, I think that's a conservative view. You take individual responsibility. It frees you from the shackles of the pharmaceutical companies. Now, that's not a far left view. That's not even a middle view. That's a very far right view. Facebook is gagging. 2 weeks before the EU elections, Facebook has gagged and banned 23 major Italian pro-populist pages with a combined follower viewership of 2.5 million followers 2 weeks before the European elections. The majority of the bans were for supporters of the current coalition government. The current governing party of Italy is deemed extreme, so extreme that they've been banned from Facebook for 2 weeks ahead of the European parliamentary elections. It's La Lega, the League in English. It's headed by Interior Minister Matteo Salvini. The Five Star Movement, which again has a huge chunk of parliament in Italy. The M5S, excuse me, it's led by Deputy Prime Minister Luigi Di Maio. I wish we had cool names like that. Matteo Salvini. Luigi Di Maio. The most popular Facebook page for La Lega was taken down right as polls were revealing massive support for the Conservative Party. Now, Facebook claims that they were spreading hate speech and divisive content, and they were talking about immigrants and vaccines and human rights issues, and that they were fake news. But I'm telling you, this is all a setup to figure out what are we going to do in the United States from September, October, and the first week in November to make sure Donald Trump can't win re-election. Because that's when people pay attention to elections. Nobody's looking forward to the 2020 election right now. The ass clown party on the left, with their 27, NPCs out there, all looking the exact same, saying the exact same thing. We need more rights for trannies. Need more rights for trannies. Oh, trannies aren't cool anymore? Oh, okay. Well, what's the big cool thing today?
Free college.
Well, we need free college. Student loans, got to go to bankruptcy, get rid of them, student loans. We don't need student loans. Free college. Well, what are some of them other lefty issues we can holler about today? Health care for all.
No, and Medicare for all. Right?
Medicare for all, including illegals, including people vacationing here in these United States. We need Medicare for all, free college, and training care. Training care. That's a new medical policy for trainees. Training care. They are going to do absolutely anything to defeat Donald J. Trump. And if you don't believe me, Facebook pages will be taken down in toto leading up to the 2020 election. And what you see is a meaningless election for the EU Parliament, which has absolutely almost no power. It means nothing. A meaningless EU party election, power election. They're taking down conservative, governing conservative pages. That would like be the equivalent of the Republican Party in the United States. We're not talking about them taking down, David Duke's site. We're talking about taking down Donald Trump's site. And that's what's coming. That's what's coming. They're going to make sure he cannot get a speech out.
Conversely, if they, Twitter deplatforms Trump.
Twitter.
He'll win in a landslide.
I hope so. He'll win in a landslide either way.
Yeah, but let's say it's close and they do that. People will go insane and they'll vote him in.
Good.
Again.
I hope so.
So it's probably like going to have the,
Well, they may not deplatform him, but they'll deplatform every supporter of his.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, what are we going to do for that special graduate? We're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, you're a graduate.
Discover's going further with Miles Rewards than we've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase, and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Plus no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use your miles to credit your statement. Get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents crabgrass for up to 4 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental US only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292 if you want to get in touch with him. 284-9292. Tom Latham is an absolute pro when it comes to concrete technologies, guys. It doesn't matter what the concrete is, whether you need a house on piers or whether you want that foundation. Hey, man, you can walk in with a blank lot, trees and anthills and rocks and all that. He will clear that lot completely off, get it flattened, graded, bring the clay in, pack it down, and get your concrete pad poured before you even know what's happening. He'll have all that done, and you'll be set up for a lifetime of success. He can also build a vacation destination, an outdoor vacation destination for you right in your very own backyard. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, no shortage of what he can do. I mean, this guy can do anything, decorative, stamp polished, flat concretes, anything at all you need. Tom Latham's your man, 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyearn.co, or find him on Facebook, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Red Top.
Hey, gentlemen. May I switch over, just bring up something, because I might not be able to call later, about this whole abortion bill in the state of Alabama. This has been an unbelievable waste of time. Not that the situation is not horrifying, but the state of Alabama is not going to change this law. And this is a great emotional distraction from getting something done in the state, as far as I'm concerned. They have severe problems with the prisons, and the schools are horrible, and there's really no excuse for either one. And they just are distracted. I feel it's an excuse to get nothing done. What's your impression?
I like your take.
Yeah, both. I'm kind of 50-50 on that. Well, I think you're half right and half wrong.
I agree with that. I think
after the seating of Brett Kavanaugh, there's an opening potentially for the Supreme Court to take up some of this legislation from around the country, take a look at it, figure out which state they want to sort of model the federal policy after. So I think there is part of that. But part of it, too, is they passed a very, very unpopular gas tax that they did not pass. I mean, that could have been popular. I mean, I myself you know, early on when they suggested it, said, I want to see what it looks like when it's done. I might be able to support a gas tax. And then when I saw what they were going to do with it, no, I'm not going to support a gas tax in that form. I think a lot of people felt that way. They didn't sell it well. They didn't tell us what they were going to do with it. They indexed it to inflation. So it's basically a never-ending tax that comes up every year or two and gets raised. And that's not the kind of gas tax I could get behind. And I certainly as hell did not want them passing it on to the cities and counties. That is bogus and garbage. And so if they'd have come up with a decent gas tax that didn't pass money to the cities and counties and wasn't indexed and only went for transportation infrastructure and had a separate bill to fund the dredging of the Mobile Bay, I would have been behind it. I think a lot of Alabamians are like that. They looked at the bill. They didn't like it. It was unpopular. Didn't matter. It had 80% of disapproval ratings in Republican primary voters, but they crammed it through anyway. Now they're stuck with how do we get reelected knowing that we're raising taxes a month after we got elected. How are we going to get reelected? Well, we got to go after the red meat. What's the red meat? Well, abortion is right there at the top on conservative red meat. So I do think there's part of that as well.
Yeah, but, you know, this again is like the guys running for mayor. They all want to talk about schools. We don't have a school system. So it's a moot point. It doesn't matter what anybody says about starting a school system in Montgomery. It never happened in their term. They need to run the damn city.
It's not as bad as the guy.
To run the damn state.
It's not as bad as the guy on Facebook advertising that he's running for House District 74, and he's going to increase the number of police in Montgomery. Have you seen that guy?
That's where our government has invested is in police.
If that guy gets elected, I have no faith in the electorate. I have no faith in the electorate.
And coming from you, there's nothing you can do in the state legislature.
But it's just an easy issue to grant.
Right, but I'm
guys.
Saying it's absolutely without merit. You cannot run for House District 74 and say, I'm going to increase the number of police in Montgomery. You can't do it. And anyone who votes for that dumbass is themselves a dumbass.
And let's get it straight. Alabama has a draconian post-Reconstruction prison system that still has capital punishment. Who are these people to talk about saving lives? They do not have regard for human life. They'd execute somebody in a heartbeat. That is pathetic. These guys got their values screwed up. They need to really think about it, and people of Alabama deserve better representation than this.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Ken Reynolds will be our guest when we get back. Got great announcements about a very, very busy weekend coming up in the city of Montgomery. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.